This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A cutting taken from a rosebush found at the former Mache internment camp has bloomed for the first time at the Denver Botanic Gardens. Mike Bone is a horticulturalist at the gardens. He took the cutting nearly 3 years ago.
Seeing this plant from a cutting to get to this point to knowing that it's impacted survivors and that it's been sort of a sense of healing or completing a circle for some of these people, I think, has been rewarding.
Japanese Americans were imprisoned at Amache in southeast Colorado during World War II. It was officially dedicated a National Historic Site just last week. The Amache Rose is in the Step Collection outside at the Denver Botanic Gardens. The Denver Public School Board is expecting to close or consolidate more schools in the future because of declining enrollment. It recently debated a policy on how and when to do that. Board member Scott Esserman.
At some point, I think all of us as board members are highly conscious of the fact that we're going to have to close schools, that we're going to have to consolidate schools, that we're going to have to bring communities together.
The proposed policy says that school ratings shouldn't be a factor in considering closure or consolidation, and the policy would distribute the burden of closures across all school types, including independently run charter schools. Colorado law enforcement are upping their patrols around impaired driving starting this holiday weekend and through the next few months. More than 2,000 drivers were arrested for DUIs last summer, and more than 200 people were killed in Colorado last year because of impaired driving. Drivers should expect more police on the roads over the next few weeks and some sobriety checkpoints. This is CPR News at 6:06.